This is KUT. In our AT Explained series, we answer listener questions about Austin and Central Texas. Since we started it, we've noticed a lot of people are asking about things that they see in the natural world that surprise them. Well, this next installment is no exception, as KUT's Moz Bouchel explains.
Okay, so I'm going to start this story at night, standing next to the Texas State Capitol. Every now and again, a group congregates here. They make noise. It's fair to say they annoy some people, and sometimes they stink. I'm talking about crickets, of course. This is one of the many places that seems to attract a lot of crickets this time of year. I mean, a lot of them. And that is the subject of this edition of AT Explained, crickets.
When you wish upon a star.
Now, a lot of people love crickets. They think they're cute, like Jiminy Cricket and Pinocchio, the one that sings this song. Some people even keep crickets as pets. But Kelly Gonzalez, she has a cricket problem.
Yes.
She's a pediatric dentist in Georgetown. She recently moved to a new office.
Today, when we were working, when we were in one of our treatment rooms, and we just kept hearing this cricket. And we crawled all through the room trying to figure out where it was. And it turns out, I think it was in the light fixture.
She says it's hard to work with all that chirping.
We have cricket control every morning in our office. You know, we get up there and we get them all, you know, swept up, the ones that we cannot figure out how they're getting in the night.
But it's not just her office. For her, the cricket situation seems to be getting worse every year, everywhere.
I mean, are they going to take over the city? I feel like I'm a little bit in Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, you know, sometimes. So that's why I had to write you guys and find out.
Her question?
I have to know why there are so many crickets this time of year, and why does it seem that each year the population exponentially multiplies?
And she slipped in one other question.
I mean, I guess you could find out if there's a way we could make money off of these crickets.
On it. My first step is to verify the problem.
Thank you for calling the Bugmaster.
Good afternoon, Aztec Pest.
Longhorn Pest Control.
Derek.
I called a bunch of different exterminators around Austin with this question. Does it seem like this year there's an unusual amount of crickets?
No, this is kind of standard.
So far, I haven't really thought that or heard a lot of feedback on that.
No, I'd say even a little bit less than normal for me.
So could she be wrong? Derek Miller with Derek Miller Pest Control said, maybe.
She moved to a place and they having them a lot. Well, maybe they just catch her attention more. It's sort of like when you buy a car, you know, once you buy that car, you know, you start seeing a lot of cars like yours.
But Gonzalez had one piece of evidence in her favor. She emailed me a video a friend had taken. In the clip, the photographer walks along a school in Georgetown. The building is covered in crickets. More than that, it's besieged, it's swamped. The plague of crickets is very close to biblical. We'll put it online for you. And seeing it got me thinking, I'd called pest control guys in Austin. What if I zoomed in straight to her town, just a little north of the city?
That's Butch.
Butch Skelton is founder of Allstate Pest Control in Georgetown. And I asked if this was a big cricket year for him.
Moz, we've seen quite a few, but you know, every year you have them.
He says cricket invasions can be very local things. This year, the crickets seemed pretty active, but he said he'd seen them worse. In fact, he'd seen them much worse.
I can remember back in 85 or 6 here in Georgetown, 87, they were so bad downtown that when you left a red light, your tires would spin because they were just dead crickets all over the streets.
No.
Smell. Oh, my God, it was horrible. But that was kind of like something out of a horror movie.
That is incredible. You're serious about that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Judging from that, cricket populations are not growing every year. But it could be that around where Kelly lives, this is a big cricket year. I took the question why to Wizzy Brown.
I work for Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, and I am an entomologist.
I showed her that video of the cricket-covered school.
Oh, wow. Wow.
They're like all up this wall. So what might we be seeing there?
If you noticed at the video, the lumps of where they were around doorways And then also around downspouts, so moisture and light.
So that's what causes them to kind of congregate like this?
What happens is they'll come out and get active at night, and it's usually this is mating season for them. So they're going out looking for a mate, and they're going to be attracted to things like light, moisture, and of course other crickets.
It's like a cricket orgy here.
Yes.
Okay, so we are back at the Texas State Capitol, and this is the sound of hundreds, maybe thousands of crickets running away from my feet in the grass. Yeah, so there are a lot of them out here, and Wizzy Brown is right. They're attracted to the light. They're flying around the lights, crashing into the ground by the light poles, congregating at the base of the light poles. And so that means one thing: if you don't like crickets around your house, turn off the lights. Other tips? Keep all entrances to your house sealed and keep down clutter in your garage and around your doors. They'll hide under there. If you remember, Kelly Gonzalez had one other request.
I mean, I guess you could find out if there's a way we could make money off of these crickets.
Well, I am glad you mentioned that because I actually got something that I thought you might be interested in trying.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Cricket flour chips, I guess they are.
Oh, gosh.
This might be a way you could get revenge on the crickets if you want to give it a shot.
I'll do it. I'm up for it.
I would not know that that was a cricket.
Okay. It's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
Yeah. Hmm. I can eat that.
Yeah.
When you wish upon a star, make no difference.
She wished for answers. She got them. And more. One more for the road.
Sure.
I was Michelle, KT News.
If your heart is in your dream.
You can find more in our AT Explained series and ask your own question at KUT.org.
When you wish upon a star as dream.